Missouri Net News is presented by the Children's Trust Fund. Never leave kids alone in a car, not even for a minute. Learn more at ctf4kids.org.
A proposal to ask voters to raise Missouri's fuel tax 5.9 cents is now before a state House committee. Mike Lear has more.
It's the first step in whether the House will vote with the Senate and ask voters to increase Missouri's 17-cent fuel tax to pay for roads and bridges. Portageville Republican Don Roan says it would not be popular in areas like his, where not as much money is spent on road work as is collected in the region.
We send up $13.1 million to y'all. You spend $4 million in my county. That's a hard sell. When you have three roads that I can take you to right now and you have to drive in the ditch to get down the road.
Transportation Department Director Patrick McKenna says the department sees it differently.
We look at it in terms of where the vehicle miles are traveled, not necessarily where the receipts, where the purchase of gas occurs, because that's how we look at the entire system, is really where the usage is.
House Republican leadership does not favor increasing taxes to pay for roads. The committee will likely vote this week whether to advance the proposal. Mike Lear, Missouri Net.
The state House has proposed and sent to the Senate a proposal letting legal gun owners carry guns concealed anywhere they can carry them openly, without a permit. Sponsor Eric Burleson says it doesn't let them carry guns anyplace they can't now.
This bill simply says if they can carry that firearm visibly, they're not a felon if their coat jacket covers that firearm or they choose to put it in their purse or pocket.
Democrats say it will cause an increase in gun violence. A murder trial gets underway today for a man accused of killing a deputy from southwest Missouri's Cedar County in 2014. Joshua Brown is charged with killing Deputy Matthew Chisholm after Chisholm pulled Brown and another man over in November of 2014. The trial is being held in Greene County on a change of venue. You're listening to news on Missouri Net. A provision has passed in the state House that would allow breweries to lease coolers to stores to sell cold beer. St. Peter's Republican Robert Cornejo added it to a bill that would allow a state wine board to oversee the marketing of wine.
I can pull you headlines within the past year, year and a half from every single state of the craft beer industry booming. This is great for sales. For everybody who wants the campaign and talk about freedom, well, this is it. This is economic freedom.
Representative Keith English says the change would hurt Missouri's small breweries.
I know a lot of people over here are not appreciating this because they don't want to make our friends mad that we work with every day that are on the outside of this hall, but I don't give a care, Mr. Speaker. The small businesses are the backbone.
Under the measure, one cooler per corporation per store would be allowed. The bill heads back to the Senate with changes. This is news on Missouri Net.